I'm Jake Rusnok, sitting in for Alex Keefe with VPR News. This week, Vermont Gas Systems got the final necessary land rights it needed in order to finish its pipeline to Addison County. But the eminent domain decision from regulators came as the state calls for fines against the company over alleged safety violations during pipeline construction. VPR's Taylor Dobbs has more.
Until this week, a public park in Hinesburg was the only piece of land preventing Vermont Gas from finishing its 41-mile pipeline into Addison County. Regulators at the Public Service Board ruled Tuesday that the company can put its pipeline under the park. Vermont Gas spokeswoman Beth Parent says the decision clears the way for the pipeline to finish this year.
Our goal is to finish this project this year so we can start serving customers in Addison County.
A group of Hinesburg residents was fighting the company's request for eminent domain, and they plan to continue. Jim Dumont is the group's lawyer, and he says he's already planning to officially request that the board reconsider its decision. And if that doesn't work...
My clients have already instructed me to file an appeal.
The appeal would go to the Vermont Supreme Court, and Dumont says Vermont law would require the company not to build under the park unless it gets explicit permission from the court or the court rules in Vermont Gas's favor. Parent says she thinks the opponents should let the decision stand.
We really want project opponents to respect this ruling. We have thousands of people depending on us to bring this important energy choice to them.
At the same time all of that is going on, Vermont Gas is defending itself against claims from the state's Department of Public Service that it didn't follow safety rules while constructing the pipeline. A filing from the department on August 5th says Vermont Gas wasn't protecting workers from the possibility of induced voltage. That's what happens when a piece of pipeline underneath power lines picks up an electric charge from all the electricity flowing overhead.
We wholly disagree with, first of all, any suggestion that safety was compromised. At no time was the safety of our crews or the public in danger.
Company filings say Vermont Gas took more than 1,200 voltage readings this summer and, quote, none of the readings approached the maximum acceptable level of 15 volts. The Department of Public Service took its own measurements and said in its letter that one reading came back at 118 volts, more than seven times the maximum safe voltage. Parent's response to that allegation was the same.
We dispute any claim that safety was an issue. We use common industry standards and best practices with regard to safety at Vermont Gas.
So whatever the reality is, someone's wrong about construction safety at Vermont Gas, whether it's the state or the company. With construction ongoing, both sides are in talks to come to an agreement on the disputed claims and figure out how to proceed. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.